This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1916. Get out of here! How to respond appropriately when someone shares news in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When someone shares something big, you need to respond back with the same level of enthusiasm. Today, get a way to do this that works in real life, and we even see it in TV shows. Listen in today.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, Lindsay, guess what? I am moving to France.
No way. Get out of here.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that was just a joke. But I would love to try living in France for a little while.
I know. I would definitely come visit you. Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh. I love France. I love Paris.
Me too.
Magical.
Me mm-hmm. too. Didn't you live in Paris for a little? Are you studying mm-hmm. abroad?
Yeah, I studied abroad there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in 2002. That makes me feel very old.
Do you still, how's your French? I know we always talk about Spanish, but we don't.
You know, I got into some trouble when I went to Paris because I thought my French was good, but then I accidentally ordered like all meat, like a meat appetizer, a meat main course, and like something very like heavy for dessert. And the waitress was like, "Are you sure you want all that meat?" And I didn't quite understand what I had ordered.
Oh, that's funny.
So I got into a lot of trouble.
That's funny. Yeah, So, but Lindsay, when I just said, I mean, it wasn't true, but I said, I'm moving to France. What did you say?
I said, get out of here. And I didn't say get out of here, right? I said, get out of here. No
get
way.
Out of here. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Lindsay, we're going to talk about this today. What does that mean to say, get out of here?
Yeah, I love it. And it sounds like you could do it with like a Brooklyn accent too. Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Yeah, I feel like it's a little bit New York sounding, this
expression.
A little expression.
New Yorky, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think you hear this in different parts of the country as much? I don't know.
Yeah, I do. It feels like an East Coast thing for some reason. I don't know. I think it's just something about like the accents in New York, Boston, kind of classic, you know?
Right.
But no, of course, you know, the idea of saying get out of here, it's casual, it's conversational. It's a way of saying I don't believe you. So you can say it anywhere in the States.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, but do you use this?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, obviously I know it and I think it's all over the movies and that kind of thing. And I would use it. It may not be the first thing that my mind goes to mm-hmm. as an option, mm-hmm. right? To access. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might say something like, no way. Mm-hmm. You know, that might be more my vibe.
Right. Okay. Cool. Well, so, mm-hmm. I mean, I think though it's very dynamic and it can actually mean different things though. So like, so in one way it just means leave, right? It's more literal. It's just like, you know, if you say it in this form, it could be rude, but not always. So let's do this one. All right. So please, right. Lindsay, forgive me.
Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Ooh.
Totally different from our opening conversation. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. This is not friendly. You're telling me
right.
to leave.
Yeah. No, so not what I said at the beginning. And here's another role play, right? Do you need help cleaning up?
No, get out of here. You've helped me so much already. I'm just finishing up.
So that one's, the vibe here is very different between the usage of get out of here right. between these two, right? You're right. kind of being free. You're kind of like trying to take care of me in the second one, like, by saying, get out of here. No, you don't need to help. Like, you're fine. I'm going to do this.
Right. So, but it is more like literal in the sense of like, oh, just.
It's literal.
You can go home. So like, but yeah, so you can literally, you can tell someone leave in a way, because it's like a nice way, like, oh, I don't need any more help. You're good. Go home. Or right. get out of here. I don't want to talk to you.
Right, right, right. But here, guys, we're drawing the contrast, right, between the literal use of get out of here, meaning exit the space, versus what we're going to talk about now, which is the meaning that we're trying to convey today. Right, Michelle?
Right, right, right. Exactly. And then, of course, you know, if you're saying, also, like, if you need to leave, you can also say, like, oh, I have to get out of here, or let's get out of here. More literal. Mm-hmm. So now let's go on to the next one, which we kind of, you know, we were talking about in the beginning. So this one is a way to say, like, you're joking or you're being silly. Stop it.
Right. Like, I don't believe you, kind right. of. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. It's mm-hmm. more lighthearted. So let's give right. an example, a couple examples.
Okay. It took me 4 hours to get to work today.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And outa, again, you said outa, not out of here. Mm-hmm. Right. So are you saying that basically you don't believe me? Is that kind of. Or like,
I guess it depends. I guess, well, let's try it again. So I said, like, get out of here. Like, oh, I don't mm-hmm. believe you. Now let's try it again. And let me change my tone.
Okay. The same one. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Oh, it took me 4 hours to get to work today.
Get out of here.
So you can have different tones. And now you're that second tone. You're really empathizing with me.
Right. 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 And we're going to get into this more like. So that depends on the tone, but like mm-hmm. it can just mean like, get out of here. Like, I don't believe you. Like, maybe you right. were being just, you were joking around or something like that. But let's give another example of this kind.
Okay, here we go.
Lindsay, I'm never eating a French fry again.
Get out of here, Michelle. And I don't believe that about you, because our listeners know that you love French fries. Yep, so
that's true.
Yeah, so here these two examples are just again showing I don't believe you, right? It's just not true. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I can't believe it, right? Mm-hmm. It's unimaginable to me.
Exactly.
Right?
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, let's go into a third example, Michelle.
Well, this is kind of also piggybacking off of the second example with the, oh, get out of mm-hmm. here with traffic. So this is now mm-hmm. we're talking about more like the just, not like I don't believe you, but just like you're shocked and excited, right? So,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember on Seinfeld, like Elaine always would say, get out, and she'd push
someone. Oh, yeah. And actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, get out, because that's a way that a lot of native speakers will shorten this. And it means the same thing.
Right.
Right.
Like, get out.
Right. Get out. Right. And I think for our listeners, that might be really confusing if you're at a party and you're telling someone a story and all of a sudden they say, get out. And then you turn around and walk out the right. door like, no, 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 come back, come back.
Right, exactly. But as we said, it could also be used like how we talked about in the first example. It could be literal. Yes. So you just have to pay attention. If
Right. Or just watch enough Seinfeld so that you know what's going on.
Exactly. Exactly. So but this one is more like I'm shocked. So let's try this one.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, I'm moving into your neighborhood.
Get out of here. We have to hang out.
Right, right. Okay, nice. And so you're excited, you're surprised, you can't believe it, right? And it's a positive response you're having here, right?
Right. Like in the first one, like when I said, like when we started the episode, I said, I'm moving to France, and you said, get out of here.
Right. And it's something you're just not expecting to hear. And so you need an appropriate response when someone, you know, drops that kind of news. I'm moving to your neighborhood. I'm moving to France. This big life change. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. You need an appropriate response to really connect in English, guys.
Exactly.
Right? Like your response has to match how excited they are. Okay.
Right. That's true. Exactly. Exactly. Or let's do another one. Here we go. Mm-hmm. I can't wait until my trip to Florida.
Wait, when are you going?
In 2 weeks.
Wait, I'll be there too.
Get out of here. What are you going for?
Vacation, Miami.
Oh, same. We have to meet up.
Nice, nice. So again, appropriate response, because this is a big deal. You're finding out that you're going to be in a vacation spot at the same time as your friend. That's kind of awesome.
Right? Exactly. That's exciting. And also I want to just like, this was interesting to me, like how you just said vacation, Miami, right? Like sometimes we do this where we just shorten, you know, something like you didn't have to say like, oh, vacation, I'm going to Miami. You know, like you just said vacation, Miami.
Yeah. And I've mentioned this before in All Ears English. I find myself doing this more and more, both in speaking and writing, even just starting sentences without a subject, just a word. I'm hearing that. I'm seeing that from other people, too, like even professionally, sometimes between colleagues, between partners or whatever professionally. It's interesting how we're doing this more and more, I think.
Right. Yeah, I think so, too. And you know what? You anticipated like, you could have said like, oh, I'm going for vacation. And then you could have waited for me to say like, oh, where in Florida will you be? But you just cut that part out because it's like, you know, sometimes you cannot anticipate the question and then just cut it out. Like,
yeah, just shorten things, keep things. Yeah, just anticipate the question. I love that idea, Michelle.
Yeah.
And then you can get to the because now we have to get to the plan to meeting up. We have to figure out when are we going to meet up and how. So that way all the information is out there so we can speed things up. Right.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
So I said, wait, I'll be there then, too. I said, get out of here.
Get out of here.
It. Yeah. Yes, I love it. So good. But I love that you brought up get out because, Elaine is hilarious, first of all.
Oh,
she's so funny.
I love her. And you watched Veep, too, right?
Veep? No, I never watched that show. Nope.
Okay.
Is she in that?
Yes. If you like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, really hysterical. I mean, it's a dirty show.
Okay.
The language is but it's so funny. She's like she's one of my favorite actresses. I just adore her. She's so funny.
Yeah. I mean, guys, you gotta watch Seinfeld above all because it's got a lot of you know, I bet we could do a whole episode one day, Michelle, just on Seinfeld references that have embedded themselves into the culture that our listeners have to know. You know,
That's a great idea. I mean, there are some shows that are so popular like that. Like we could do kind of like a whole series on, you know, we could do one with Friends. We could do one with Seinfeld. Yeah. Just like some of the one-liners
that
are used.
Fun.
And just like
I love
regular
that idea.
Conversations.
Oh, maybe we'll put this together for the new year. We're coming into 2023 here, guys.
Yeah.
Let us know if this is what you want. I think our listeners would love that because it's not just knowing them. It's using them, it's hearing them, it's understanding them, it's not getting thrown off when someone throws that into a conversation,
right?
Certain references. And it's also recognizing that they are making a reference. Like someone might say, get out, and they're actually making a reference to Elaine in Seinfeld, but you have to get that. That's a really nuanced one. It might not always be, but there's other ones that are more specific to different shows. So I think we could go into that, Michelle.
Absolutely.
That'd be really cool.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
Yeah. So make sure you guys hit follow to get that, right, Michelle? Yeah.
Absolutely. We talked about three ways this is used. One is more literal. One is more like, you're joking. And one is more, those ones are kind of similar, but like, it's between the you're joking and then just the surprise and shock. But I think like they're very similar.
And the big contrast is with, you know, physically leave the space. That's the one that doesn't belong. Right. So, guys, I think today's episode comes down to, you know, have an appropriate response when someone shares something really cool, exciting, life changing, like moving somewhere. You need to respond with the same level of enthusiasm. And this is a great way to do it.
Absolutely. Oh, this is fun, Lindsay. I want to go watch some Seinfeld.
All right. Me too. I love it. It's a timeless show. It never goes out of style.
It's true.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Michelle. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye. Get out.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.